And you're listening to Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. Don't forget you can text me 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or get us on Twitter at NT Breakfast or myself at Shane Beattie News. It's just approaching 20 past 6. Now, Irish Water and local authorities in the Greater Dublin area are appealing to homes and businesses to check for leaks and to conserve water as much as possible in order to reduce overall demand for drinking water. There's been a steady increase in demand over the Christmas period, and it's after spiking in the past few days following the recent cold snap that saw sub-zero temperatures. As a result, the public water network in the Greater Dublin area has experienced a higher than normal volume of bursts. Tom Cuddy, Head of Operations at Irish Water, joins me now. Good morning to you, Tom, and you're welcome to Breakfast Briefing. What's been happening over the past couple of weeks?
Well, Shane, as you've described there, there has indeed been a significant increase in water demand over the past few days, really since the Christmas period. And the very low temperatures that we experienced all through last week and particularly at the weekend resulted in quite a number of leaks developing and bursts, in fact, right across the Dublin area in particular. And at this stage, all of our water treatment plants are at full capacity. So essentially, we're operating at our limit. With the local authorities, we're repairing bursts across the public network as quickly as possible. And obviously, we have to operate with the COVID-19 protocols, so that's quite onerous. But we're also asking homes and businesses to look to their own properties and to conserve water, to be mindful of their use, and also to check for leaks on their own properties, particularly outside taps and on unoccupied properties as well.
And are essential repairs in the Greater Dublin area, have they started already?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Our crews were out on Saturday and Sunday and continue to be out. There's very extensive number of leaks. It's right across the network. It's quite a lot of medium and small size leaks. And in this weather, it's not easy to locate them. They're spread all over the place. People will be aware themselves, quite a number of calls of people with relatively low pressure and occasional interruptions to supply. Quite a number of leaks we would expect to be on private side, on people's service connections as well. So people will be experiencing in many cases that they have low pressure, as I say.
Yeah. What impact does this have on the network in the Greater Dublin area when you say you're operating at sort of optimum demand?
Well, essentially, it means that all of our treatment plants are now operating at full capacity. So we have no spare capacity. This is a situation that we don't like to run for any long period. We always have some headroom so that we can take pumps and different parts of plants in and out of service in order to keep them operating freely, and that we can sustain this for a few days at a time, perhaps up to a week. But really, we have to bring our network demand down as quickly as possible.
And it's an interesting time because obviously with COVID-19, there's all of these messages about, you know, proper hand washing, regular hand washing. Are you noticing any impact in terms of, first of all, more people at home because of people working from home? But secondly, that public health message about the regular hand washing. I'm just wondering, does that have any impact on the water network?
Well, indeed, Shane, right since March last year, We've noticed that there has been an increase in water use, and that's to be welcomed because water is very essential for public health and hygiene, and it's a big part of COVID-19 control. And we're very conscious of how important it is to keep the water going full time. So we really need people to conserve water, to be mindful of their use, and also to make sure that any leaks they have on their own property, they deal with. And of course, any leaks that they notice when they're out on their walks, if they see running water or anything like that, that they contact us on our phone number, 1850-278-278. And yeah, of course, there's a lot of measures they can take themselves to conserve water. There's plenty of tips on our website to help them with that.
Okay, and obviously as well, if you have an unoccupied property, to keep an eye on that too, because if you're not in the property or indeed in the business at the moment, there could be leaks there that are going unnoticed.
Oh, that's for sure. Yes, I mean, unoccupied premises, they're not being heated perhaps at the moment. There could be leaks or drips. There could be ball cocks on tanks that have stuck and overflows are running. We have had a few reports and we've followed them up on of water leaks, particularly from outdoor taps and the likes on unoccupied premises.
Okay, well, if you do notice a leak or indeed on your own property, you can contact the Irish Water phone number 1850 278 278. That's 1850 278 278. Tom Cuddy, Head of Operations with Irish Water, thank you for that warning, particularly for people in the Greater Dublin area.